that we'll all just do what God would have us to do and follow Him. And if we'll do that, God will certainly give us all that we stand in need of right now for this day in our lives. In the book of John, in the first chapters where we'll be reading from this morning, we ask that you pray for us. Ask God to just take His word and anoint it, that it might go out and touch your hearts. And we know if the word of God can touch your heart, it can change your life and give you all that you stand in need of. For not for just this world, but I'm glad I serve a God that took care of our lives while we're here and also in the life to come after this one comes to a close. So in the book of John, in the first chapter, if you found it, and like to open, you got your Bibles open there to that book of John. I'd like to stand for the reading God's Word. Go with us, if you would, down to verse 43 is where we will start reading at today. And the Word tells us here in verse 43, it says, "In the following day, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And stop reading there with that 49th verse. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to bring to you a message today that's upon our hearts, and the text is entitled Leading Others to Christ. Leading Others to Christ. As we go into this new year, and we know that time is not very long for this world. We know that just any day, God could tell His Son to go get the church and bring her home to be with Him. And even if He postpones that another 20 or 30 years, and I don't know when He's coming. Nobody knows when He's coming. The Bible says not even the angels knows when He's coming. Only God knows that. But if He does postpone it, many of us will not be here. We'll not be able to live another 20 or 30 years. Because there's an appointment that we all have to meet. It's out there in front of us somewhere, and we're all proceeding toward that. And quickly, this time is going by. And the thought that we would have today is, if we look at these scriptures, how that Christ spoke unto Philip and said unto him, Follow me. Christ spoke just those two words, and Philip left all that he had and went following after Christ. Many of you Bible readers will remember that he spoke to many of the apostles, and he didn't give them a long sermon. He just called them. He was down there by the seashore one day, and he told them, he said, Stop your fishing, and I'll make you fishers of men. Here we see that when Christ called Philip, Philip had someone that he loved. He had someone that he cared about. Someone that he had talked about in the past, about how that God was the God of Moses, and they was looking for the Messiah to come. And Philip went over there and he began to speak to Nathanael and said, Look, we have found him. The one that we had been praying for God to send, the one that we had read about from the prophets that said would change our lives. He is not out there in the future, but he is here with us this day. And when Nathanael heard that, he and Philip went. First, Nathanael said, Is there anything good that could come out of that town where he was born, where he came from? But look what happened when he saw the Lord. He said, The Lord said, Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael answered him and said, how do you know me? If I can paraphrase it, how do you know who I am? How do you know where I've been and what I've done? And Christ answered him and said, before Philip spoke to you, I saw you when you was under the fig tree. Folks, Christ knew all about his life. Just like he knows all about your life and my life today. There is nothing about us that God does not know about. And as I began to dwell upon this and to meditate, I thought about all the people that you and I come in contact with that need to hear the message that Nathanael heard that day from Philip. No longer do we have to look for the man that can change our lives. No longer do we have to look for the man that can fix that which is wrong. No longer do we have to look for a way to find the answers to life that we have in our lives and in our hearts. And no longer do you have to worry about where you'll spend eternity if we can just lead them to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Nathanael was excited to hear these words. I believe that every one of us and our people alike need to hear a word that there is a man that can change their lives, that can change their hopes and their dreams and give them a tomorrow that is worth looking forward to. And there's only one place that they can get that, and that's not in what the world has to offer, but it's in what Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has to offer each and every one of us. Every one of the ones that we read about in the Bible. There's not very, throughout the Word of God, I should say, we read about where Christ spoke to people and they believed upon Him and their lives were changed. And the moment their lives were changed, oftentimes He would say, keep this to yourself and don't tell no man about it. But as soon as that good thing came to their life, and Christ turned and walked away, they was found somewhere sharing the good news about what Jesus Christ had done for them. Amen. Folks, you and I are no different today. The Lord has been good to us, has He not? Amen. Has He not changed our lives because somebody told us? If I could just tell you about a man that can help you in your despair. If I could tell you about a man that can change your life and give you a brighter outlook on the future. If I could tell you someone that can take all of the broken pieces of your life and put them all back together, would you not want to go and see that man? And I think about this not necessarily from our standpoint this morning, because he has already done that for me. But the Bible teaches us in the book of Matthew in the last chapter, it tells us as God's people that we have an obligation. We have a responsibility because He said in Matthew the 28th chapter and the 19th verse, He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. There is only one person that is worthy to be bragged upon in this life, and His name is called Jesus Christ. When I began to think about all these, I thought about your lives and mine, and how many of us have got loved ones that are still lost in sin. How many of us have got loved ones that their lives are wrapped up in so many different other things, as Brother Holcomb testified just a few minutes ago, that things of this world has just got their lives encapsulated to the where they can't see what the future is going to bring to them. So many of our folks that are lost and on their way to hell and destruction, and maybe even some that's in our congregation this morning that has never committed your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, what they need is a word from somebody that has experienced the goodness of the Lord. Am I speaking to anybody in the house today that has experienced the goodness of Jesus Christ in your own life? And you know what He has done for you? You know where He brought you from? You know exactly where you was when He found you? And just like Nathanael, we did not have to disclose all of our past to Him. He already knew about it. When we went to Him, He already knew where we had come from. We was just like the prodigal son. He knew that we came from the hog pen. He knew that we was down there and so deep in sin that we could not find a way out. But how many of you are glad this morning that Jesus came to where you was at, pulled you out of that mess, set your feet upon a solid rock, and established your goings today? Isn't that something that we have that we can be proud of? In fact, I am the most proud of what the Lord has done for my life. I was nothing until Jesus came along. And folks, if there's nothing in my life that's worth bragging about except for what Jesus Christ has done for me. He took an old sinner and made him a saint. He took one that was hell-bound and made me on my way to heaven for all eternity. He took someone that didn't have a future and gave me a future today. People say, well, what do you got to be so excited about? Because every day He wakes me up. Every day He gives me the strength to go about. He gives me the encouragement to go out and make a living for my family and try to provide for them. He gives me a church where I can go and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. He gives me folks that love each other. What more could we ask from God today than to have these things in our life? And we, as God's people, need to go and tell others about what God has done for us. Does anybody remember that little handmaid? And I think Jeff, he's got me hooked up this morning so I don't have to stay in one place. But anybody remember that in 1 Kings, that little handmaid? She was a slave. And she was down there and folks say, well, I'd like to testify, but I don't have the words and my vocabulary is maybe not that strong and I really don't have the witness that I feel that you need to have in order to be able to testify to somebody. This woman was a prisoner, if I could preach it like that. She was down in Syria, out of the country where she came from, and they had made her as a handmaid to the host of the captain of Syria as his wife. She was a handmaid to him. But when she heard that he had leprosy, meaning that he could not do his job, he was an outcast, and no doubt his wife was concerned about him having this dreaded disease. But you know what this little girl did, this little handmaid? When she heard about the condition that her boss's husband was in, if I could paraphrase it like that, she said, let me tell you about the man that's back in my homeland. I don't know how bad of a situation your husband is in, but I know this. If we could just get him over there to where the man of God is at, I know, listen to that, I know that he could be made whole today. Folks, you and I are around people that's in our lives every day. Some of them that is our husbands and our wives. Some of them that might be your sons or daughters or your cousins or your nephews, your in-laws or those that you work with, those that you live around. And everyone that we come in contact that is in those situations, folks, we can tell them that we don't need to give them a message. We don't need to give them a dissertation. All we need to do is tell them, I know that God can fix your life. I know that God can take care of what's wrong. If this little handmaid could speak to a woman of great authority, if I could use that term today, and tell her, I know that God, the man of God, can fix your husband if you could just get him to there. Folks, let me tell you, I know that our government cannot fix your lives and your problems. I know that this state of Ohio cannot fix your problems and your needs today. This church, folks, cannot fix all of the problems and needs of everyone in this neighborhood. But how many of you know if we could just get them to where God is at? I do know this. God can fix what is wrong with their lives today. We need to tell somebody and testify to them that there is a church still that is not looking at the numbers, that there is a church still that is not trying to get membership, that is trying to promote itself. All we are trying to do is lift up the name of Jesus Christ, because He said, if I be lifted up, I can fix what is wrong with your life, and I can fix what is wrong with your life, and I can take care of that son today. I can take care of that daughter or that husband, folks. Some of you might think, well, Pastor, you're preaching preaching to us and giving us false hopes. I would not preach it if I did not believe it. In fact, Jesus said it like this in John the 3rd chapter and 11th verse. He said, I testify that which I have seen, and I testify that which I do know today. And I have seen God work in times past. Anybody else seen God work in your life? Anybody else that can testify that God has worked in your life? And folks, what He has done for me, He is not a respecter of person. He is still saving today, and He will still save until the trump sounds, declaring that time shall be no more, and then salvation will stop and glorification will take place, and that we'll be home with Him to praise Him for all eternity. If that little handmaid could do that, she led him to where God was at. Did she heal him? No. You and I don't have the power to heal. In fact, even after he got over there and the man of God told him what to do, he said, we've got better rivers than this river back in my homeland. But he was going to leave. But then before he left, one of the men said, if he had told you to do some great thing, would you have not done it? And he said, yes. He said, then why don't you just act upon what the man of God has told you? Folks, and I want to preach this morning. I'm not telling you to join the church. I'm not telling you to go in the back room and tell the deacons all things that you have done. What I'm telling each and every one of us is we need to lead people to Jesus Christ and tell them when God speaks to their heart, you just follow your heart today. Because when you follow your heart, that's obedience in the eyes of God, and God will move in your life. He'll move in my life, and the church will rejoice because another sinner has been saved by the grace of God. You say, well, I'm not a handmaid. I can't lead others to Christ. Let me tell you about a woman that the Bible says that she was a harlot, if I could put that in that way. She was a woman that when Jesus came to the well and he saw her, and I don't want to talk about the water. I want to talk about what he said unto her. He told her to go tell her husband, and she said, I don't have a husband. He said, you spoke well. You've had five, and the one you've got now is not yours. Amen? He told her all about her life. She believed upon him because he spoke the truth to her. And he changed her life. If you'll have it this morning, there at the well, her life got changed. Does anybody else remember when you was at the well and your life got changed? After the Lord spoke to her and her life was changed, the Bible says that she went back into town and said, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Her life was so changed that she no longer went back into town as a harlot. She went back into town as a born-again child of God, if you'll have it this morning, because she believed upon Him. The Bible says that there was a couple different situations that happened after that. That there was some, that the Bible scripture says it like this, that there was many in the city that went out to see this man that changed this woman's life. Now, we may not have any harlots in the house that has been changed, I should say, this morning. But folks, you and I came from the same hog pen that she came from. We've got folks that used to be alcoholics that God has changed their life. We got folks that used to be hooked on drugs and their life was just intermingled with sin completely. But God changed ours, did He not? But let's look at what happened when they came out there. Before they came out there, Brother Kenny Banks, the Bible says that when she came back in town, excited about what God had done for her, she said, come see this man that's told me all things. Many of them believed on her testimony because they seen that her life had been changed. How many folks can look at your life and my life and say there's something different about them? Surely they have met this man called Jesus, but that didn't stop them. There were still some skeptics in this. But when they came out there, the Bible says that there was those that believed because of her word, and there was some that believed when they came out there and saw the Lord Jesus Christ there. But then there was others that when he began to speak to them, they believed upon him because they heard his word. We all can lead others to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a preacher or a deacon. All you have to know is what what you're talking about when you tell folks that Jesus can change your life today. In the book of Acts, in the first chapter, the Bible says it like this. Paul was talking to Timothy, and look at this today, this morning, church. The Bible says it like this, as Paul talked to Timothy. He said, I know about your faith that's in you. That faith that's way down, rooted down deep in your heart and your life, because I know about your grandmother, Lois, and I know about your mother, Eunice, that told you about Jesus Christ, that took you to church, if you'll have it today. We don't have to lead them, folks, by the way that some folks might think about leading them to Christ. There are folks in this church this morning, if it wasn't for your grandmothers, you wouldn't know the Lord as you know Him today. There's some folks, maybe it was grandpa that told you about the Lord. Some of us, it was mom and dad that took us to church. Folks, I'm glad that there was people that cared enough about me to tell me about a God that would not reject me but would save me from all my sins. I'm glad that there's still some folks today that's not caught up in the things that the world's caught up in. But some of you that testify Sunday in and Sunday out, some of you that tell me about all of your cares and your loved ones that you're concerned about, folks, there is still power in telling somebody that I know things are rough right now. And I thought about this and thought about this. What we need to do is tell them. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I want you to know, Brother Jim, I'm concerned about your life. But now, folks, I can't change your life. I cannot change your desires. I may try to mold you in a certain way, but I cannot change who you are and what you are. But how many of you know if we could just get them to the house of God and the power from heaven falls in the midst of the house of God, the Lord can change their life. If He could change our lives, I am confident today that He could change my loved one's life. He could change my neighbor's life. He could change my co-worker's life. And He can change your life today if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible also tells us, not just these are great examples, and don't get me wrong, but the Bible tells us that there was a time when Jesus was down there. And I want to slow down for just a minute if I can, but the Bible tells us that Jesus was over there at Simon's house. But look at what He called him. You see, no matter where you came from in the Bible, that title stayed with you. Every time somebody testified about you, where you came from or what the Lord did for you, it stayed with you. It said that He was at Simon the leper's house. See, they knew Him as a leper. But after the Lord spoke to him, he was a leper no more. Said he was over there at Simon the leper's house. Simon, just when he got saved, did not quit telling people about God. But his life was a witness. This is the man that used to be a leper. And look at him now. But while Jesus was there, there came in a woman that had an alabaster box of ointment. She heard that Jesus was at Simon the leper's house. She went over there because she saw what Jesus did for Simon's life. She took that alabaster box of ointment in and she poured it over his head, representing the third anointment of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that's important. You remember David was anointed king over Israel 3 different times. You remember this? But then Christ was a picture, or David was a picture of the Christ to come. Christ was anointed by a woman who had heard what Jesus did for Simon. Folks, people have seen what God has done for your life and mine. And we can lead them to Christ not by just telling them we turned over a new leaf. Not by telling them that I joined a church that I want to be a good example in. But we can lead them to Christ by telling them what really happened. I went to church the other Sunday morning. The singer sung good, and then the preacher preached a message that got a hold of my life. And it showed me that I was going down a broad road that led to hell and destruction. But praise God, He didn't stop there. He went on to tell me, I was a sinner once just like you are. all of these in these pews this morning, and I'm not saying this in disrespect, I'm bragging, Wayne, on what Jesus has done. All these people in these pews used to be just like you are. They were all sinners headed to hell and destruction. But the power of God fell from heaven. And somewhere, and I'll use my testimony this morning, somewhere in the midst of the service, I lost track of what the preacher was preaching about. And my heart was focused in my life. I could just see myself dying and go to hell. And I did not want to die and go to hell. And about that time, the true preacher began to preach. He spoke to me and said, I came so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. The preacher quit preaching and the preacher started preaching. And some of you will get that a little later on. And the next thing you know, I found myself fully persuaded. If God could do this for all these people, surely He could do it for me. How many of you remember taking a step out behind the pew and you walked down the aisle and you gave your life to Jesus Christ because somebody else loved you enough to tell you, Jesus saves, and He saves to the uttermost by people leading others to Jesus Christ today. I'm proud of our church. I think we have one of the best churches there is in the land. And I'm a little biased, I guess. And I'm proud of it that we allow God to move in the fullness of His Spirit. And folks, I wouldn't be ashamed of, regardless who it was that I come in contact. In fact, I invite them to come to church. And folks, when they come and your folks come, they're the most honored guests that's in this house. Because you and I that are saved, we're already packed up and ready to go. We need to lead those that are still out in sin. See, I have a problem. I'm going to digress for a minute, then I'll come back to my message. I have a problem with churches that all they worry about is membership, trying to take a member from this church and taking a member from that church. Folks, that's not what Jesus came to call us to do. He said, you go out to the lost house of Israel. You go out into the highways and the hedges and bid them that are lost to come in that they might get saved before this life comes to an utter end. We're not in the numbers game. And I have no apology for that. None whatsoever. The Bible teaches us about all of these folks that led others to the Lord. Led others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, well, I can't speak like they can. Folks, if God could use mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, if He could use a little girl to lead others to Jesus Christ and have their lives made whole, He could certainly use us today. As Sister Tara said about that verse in the Bible where it says, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send in laborers, for the harvest is plenty and the laborers are so few. As Brother Eli testified and said, when Brother Russell gets called on home to be at the Lord, he says, I don't know what we're going to do because of the number of prayers that he prays for this church. These are all great testimonies this morning and great scriptures. I have often said it in times past, and I'm not questioning what God is doing. He's God today. But every time one of our saints gets called out of our congregation, I begin to wonder, Lord, who in the world is going to replace them? Because they're the ones that led so many to the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I want you to go back for a minute before I close, and I want you to think about those that helped lead you to the Lord. Some of you, it was mom and dad. I'm thankful I had a mother and father that made me to go to church. Oh, some of you won't get that now. When I was growing up, I thought they don't love me whatsoever. Every time we turn around, they're making us go to church. I can't have fun like everybody else in the world. But you know what mom and dad knew? They knew what they was instilling in me, what the Sunday school teachers was teaching me, what the preachers and the singers were singing about, that it would change my life, not just for that day, but for all eternity. And it would give me a reason to have a hope when I should have no hope. It would give me a reason, and help me preach and close this morning, but it would give me a reason to hold up my head high, even when I'm walking, and don't let this offend you this morning, even when I'm walking through hell itself, I can hold up my head and say, I am proud. Yes, I'm in trouble right now, but I am a born again child of God, and He's going to call, and I'm going to walk out of this valley, and I'm going to praise Him because He saved my dying soul today, and He'll do the same for you if you're lost. And folks, today, I want to encourage you, He'll do the same for that loved one you got at the house this morning. We've all got them sitting at the house today, but we need to tell them, folks, Jesus cares about you, and I love you, and I want to see you get right. Amen. Don't preach a message. Just share a word. Because a word can go further than a message can. When they're in trouble, and let me go on for just a few more minutes. We all need to lead others to the Lord. And there's times when we all have doubts in our lives. You remember John the Baptist when he was down in prison. He sent word to the Lord. And he said, are you the one that really should come? Or should I look for another? But you know what? The word came back. Jesus told him, you go back and you tell John. Let me tell you what I'm doing for folks. And this will testify of who I am, if I can put Roger's thoughts in there. He said, the blind have their eyes open. The lame are walking around. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf ears are open. But most of all, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Folks, I used to be poor. And by the world standards, I am still poor. But when it comes to spiritually speaking this morning, I believe that I'm speaking to some that know what I'm talking about. Folks, we are not restricted by what we have down here in the bank account. I want to remind you today and remind each other that we are children of God Himself. Our Father owns the heaven and the earth and all the things that are beneath the earth. The Bible says He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. All of heaven is there. And folks, I get excited about this every once in a while. You know what I've got? Some folks have got great riches. They've got them locked up and they're the only ones that's got the key to them, Brother Larry. But you know when I got saved? I got a key to all that heaven has. I've got it today and I enjoy what heaven has. It's not just waiting for me out there in the future. I'm glad He gives me a little bit of it on this side. And folks, as I close, I want to see my children be blessed by God. I want to see them enjoy the good things that God has done for us and will do for them. You say, well, your life really doesn't have that much to tell about why others would want it. Folks, I can lay down at night in peace. I can sleep through the night in peace. And I can get up in the next morning in peace. Yes, I've got troubles all around me. But I know that my soul is sealed up till the day of redemption. I don't have to worry about dying. I don't have to worry about death. I don't have to worry about hell and destruction. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun today. And I want to see others go with us before it's too late. We all can lead others to the Lord. Every one of us. You say, well, I'm too young. That little handmaid. Have you ever been with somebody and they're telling you all your problems or you know about their problems and you think like she does, oh, if only they could get to the house of God. If only God would speak to their life, I know their life would be made better. We speak to people that they search and they search and they never seem to find what they're looking for. The Bible has a word about that. It says that you eat but you're never filled. You earn money and you put it into bags, into pockets, but they're never enough. Is this not the word of God? You know what it is? They're looking for something that the world does not have. But folks, you and I have got something today that our life can reflect to them. And we can lead them to the Lord just by being an example to them. And saying, yes, I don't have a whole lot, but yet I have everything. Some of y'all remember that from a few weeks ago in the message. I don't have a whole lot, but I've got everything I need. I thought about a message I preached here several years ago about the Lord. He owned it all, but had nothing. Everywhere He went, He borrowed everything He had need of. He borrowed a stable to be born in. Amen? He borrowed the animals that He rode upon.
He even borrowed a cross to be crucified upon, and he borrowed a tomb to be buried in. But when he arose, he arose with such power and authority. And he did not go to a borrowed home eternally, but he went back to the Father who sent him, back to his home waiting for us. And folks, he's about to come and get his church and take it home. I want my loved ones and your loved ones to go with us. In fact, and I'm trying to find a closing place this morning. Your people today are some of the best people I've ever been around. Some of your people that we have been with on occasions, it's just like we're family. It's just like we're friends. And Brother Billy, we can talk to each other. And such good people. But the Bible says being a good person is not enough. You must be born again. You must know that you're saved beyond a shadow of doubt. A lot of things in this world I don't know about. But Brother Tom, one thing I do know about is that I have been saved by the grace of God. My soul is sealed and I'm going to heaven when I leave this world. And if you're lost this morning, we want you to go with us. Heaven would be so much sweeter if you would take that step this morning. Moms and dads would rest so much easier if they knew that their children was covered by the blood of the Lord. Wives would rest a whole lot easier. Husbands would. We'd all be at so much more ease if we knew that our people were covered by the blood of the Lord. Because death could come to any of us at any time. And I'm going to close. Rob Sherry, get us a song. The family that I shared with you about this morning. Good mom and dad. Good Christian people. But folks, they did not know that yesterday morning their daughter would be taken into eternity. There's none of us that has the promise of another day. None of us. There's none of our loved ones. And I hear you request prayer for them. And folks, I don't want you to stop requesting prayer because God's laid upon your heart. But I hear your prayer requests for your loved ones. And if I was to go around the house, I would say that I've heard every one of you, either in testifying or prayer request or talking with me, request prayer for somebody that you love and you care about. But folks, sometimes we need to examine our lives. See, everybody in the Word that saw what God through Christ did for one of their loved ones, they wanted what God did for them. Let me close with this. The Bible says that there was a man who was possessed with demons. And the Word says that he was so bad that he dwelt amongst the tombs. And he would break apart the chains and the fetters that they would put him in. But one day, there came a man into the place where he was at. Close by. And the Bible says he ran unto Jesus. And Jesus changed his life. You know what they found him in the next few verses? They found him sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. You know what the Scripture says? That many of the city came out to see what the Lord had done for him. You know why they came? Because they couldn't believe it. Some of us today, when the world looks at us, they can't believe that we're the same person we used to be. Because look what God has done for them. They can't believe that our life has been so miraculously changed. But you know what? It wasn't the church, it wasn't the preacher, it wasn't the deacons. It was God that changed our life. Because if we changed it, it'll be temporary. But when God changes it, Brother Kenny Banks, God doesn't change it for a day, for a week, for a year, or for a lifetime. He changes it for all eternity. And we need to lead others to the Lord so that they will know what it's like to have tasted the goodness of God in their life. Folks, this is maybe a strange message to you, but every one of us has got a word that we can share with somebody. We've got a word. Sometimes it's like this. I don't preach messages outside of the church house in an audible voice, but our actions, our thoughts, and our everything we do preaches a message about us. Sometimes when people are telling me about what they're going through, I say, I'll pray for you. You know what? Those three little words, or four little words, I'll pray for you. You know what that says to them? is that you care. You're concerned. And it's not just lip service. But we know a God that is able to help them with what they're going through. You and I, by everything we do, by trying to help a brother or sister that's down and out, by trying to help a lost soul that we don't even know who it is, to give them a gift that will help them, folks, that is speaking charity. And the Bible says that charity is the best thing that we can have in our life, which is love. We need to love each other. Yes, there are those that I don't like their ways. In fact, there are those I don't even like to be around because of their ways. But we still have to love their soul. And because of where they're at, doesn't mean that's where they got to stay. Look at some of you. God changed you. Brother Hope, if I can pick on you for a minute, then I'm going to close. This guy, the neighborhood kids was afraid of him. This guy was as mean as a rattlesnake, if I could put it like that. But you know what the Lord, you know what they say about that house now? That's the house where that mean old guy used to live. Is that not what they said about the leper? That's where the leper lives. That's where that mean old guy used to live. But you know what? The Lord got a hold of him, and he's not that mean old guy anymore. Most of the time. Amen? Because we still get in the flesh every once in a while. But Lord, help us. Our appointment, our responsibility is to lead others to Christ. Lead others to Christ. Let them get saved and then let God send them where they need to go. That they can be workers in the field. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. We all have a role in leading others to Jesus Christ. And if today there have been those that's in your life that has led you in the right path, but you've never stepped out, I ask that you do that this morning and accept the Lord. One verse. Would you follow your heart today? Follow your heart. Some of you as children of God, you need to be a brighter light to those around you. Maybe you want to come and pray. Those that don't know the Lord as your Savior, you should step out this morning and say, Lord, I've seen what you've done for others. Would you please do that for me? Would you save me by your wonderful grace? And God will do it for you as well. Just follow your heart. Yes. It's about time that we got to work for the Lord, church. Because time is running out. Every one of us has got people that we could lead to the Lord. If all of us just led one soul each year to the Lord, imagine how heaven would rejoice. Imagine how your homes would be different and your lives would be changed. You say, well, if it's a co-worker, really they're far off. But folks, look what the Lord did with just 11 men. Just 11 men. You say, well, I thought there was 12. Does not the Bible teach us that one of them was the devil? With 11 men, he turned this world upside down. And you know what they did? They just went everywhere telling people about the miracles that Jesus had performed. About the lives that he had changed. We got folks, every one of us that's saved can testify about salvation. Has anybody been healed by the Lord since you've been saved? Amen. You know what you could tell them? You could say, I was once right where you're at. But there was a little church praying on my behalf. brothers and sisters, taking my name before God. And you know what God did for me? He can also do for you. Folks, it don't take a long word. It don't take a long message to be able to tell folks how good God has been to you today. I hope you got something from the message this morning that will encourage you. That even though you feel like giving up, to just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. Bless you. Bless her today.
Even the Cleveland
Clinic. Lord bless you.
And God, I'm just praying, send me to somebody. I never took pills in my life, and I didn't want to take pills. But he had a reason for it, I guess. And he sent me to this doctor, University Hospital. And I know God sent me to him. But he did the healing.
Bless you. Amen. 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 Yes, that's right. Bless her today. You today. That's right. That's right. God bless you, sister. It's good to hear those words. And these are those types of words that all of his followers went about telling people. And because they shared the word, others believed upon the Lord. And that's all God asked us to do. Is go out and tell what he's done for us. And let it be a light to somebody else. Remember our service tonight. Don't know if we'll have young people here or not. From another church, I should say. But all of us will be here tonight. Expecting good things to happen when we come to the house of the Lord. And Brother Kenny, you got to come back and preach for us, young man. I enjoyed him the last time he was here. I've always enjoyed listening to Brother Kenny. He's going to come back and be with us. We're expecting. And I've told him this, church, anytime he's here and God's laid upon his heart to preach, just preach. Just preach. And I appreciate him today. Let's go pray and come back expecting great things to happen when we come back tonight to our 6 o'clock service. God bless you.